Blog Talk Radio.
Alright, we're here.
Hey, you, human being. Yeah, you. Did
we're here. And the topic tonight is about Jessa's youth organization was based on STEM education and entrepreneurship. And thank you all guys again for listening to Jessa, creating economic self-sufficiency. And our main topic is academics versus athletics. I know there's a lot of times when our youth, our students, coming out of high school, may look at the athletics as the key to scholarship. So I decided to do some research, you know, look up some things on academics versus athletics and see what's the difference between them two and how do we go about addressing this situation? Because I know there are a lot of information on both of them on which one you should take in more consideration. So I end up finding out this video at the local 15 that speak about it that I'm going to play. Let y'all listen to.
All right, as promised, so here we go again. Given what a cash cow college football is, basketball programs have become for some schools, it's not hard to understand why they go to great lengths to keep their programs strong and their athletes protected. But are some universities admitting athletes with no academic future in order to give their sports programs a boost? CNN's Sarah Ghanam starts taking a closer look on whether academics is taking a backseat to athletics.
The University of North Carolina is not just an athletic powerhouse with dedicated fans. It's also a top-tier academic institution, but one academic counselor there, who spent years tutoring student-athletes, says too many of them can't even read.
I mean, we may as well just go over to Glenwood Elementary right up the street and just let all the fourth graders in here, third graders in here. They can't read, and there are no remedial classes. What's the option?
To cheat?
The other option is to cheat. That's correct. Or to find some professor, some course of curriculum, where there are professors or there is little or no work expected of the student. Mary Willingham says there are athletes who come to the University of North Carolina who are reading at a third and fourth grade level. She says there's no way for them to succeed in a college classroom. The only place they can succeed here is on the football field.
Willingham is one of the few people we could find who's looking at the reading levels of athletes in the revenue-generating sports, football and basketball.
They're leaving here, our profit sport athletes, without an education. They're significantly behind the level of reading and writing that's required.
With the university's permission, she combed through 8 years' worth of test scores and found that up to 25% of athletes in the revenue sports don't have the skills to take classes at a community college, let alone a competitive university like UNC. Looking at 183 football and basketball players between 2004 and 2012, Willingham found that 8% were reading below a fourth grade level, and 60% were reading between a fourth and eighth grade reading level.
We needed to know, is this happening in other schools? The NCAA told us that in 2012 alone, there were 30 football and basketball players who were admitted with very low test scores. Of course, they point out that's just a small percentage of the 5,700 athletes admitted that year who are playing those sports. But we wanted to know for ourselves. So we filed open records requests at 37 public universities across the country where open records laws apply. We asked for 6 years worth of data.
We got data back from 21 Division I universities, including top 25 ranked football schools like Texas A&M, Georgia, Oklahoma State, Ohio State, and Clemson. The results were startling. Most schools had between 7 and 18% of football and basketball players scoring so low on the reading portion of their exams, experts told us they would only be reading at an elementary level. That's an ACT score of 16 or less, or below a 400 on the reading portion of the SAT. But many of the universities had different explanations for low test scores, like Texas, which said some athletes don't try very hard, aiming only to become NCAA eligible, or Washington, which pointed out low scores may indicate learning disabilities, and Louisville, which said entrance exams are just one factor considered when admitting a student athlete. You can read their full responses on CNN.com. Not every school we asked would give us information. In fact, about half refused or said they'd send the data after football season. Neither Florida State nor Auburn, which played in the BCS championship game, provided data. Why did we first go to UNC? We were following up on a scandal from 2 years ago when it was discovered that many student athletes were enrolled in classes that required little or no work. Even though the NCAA said it found no athletic scandal, a professor was recently indicted for fraud, and UNC's own internal investigation found evidence of academic fraud. As a result, the school says it put in place 100 reforms and insists that UNC's athletic program is now clean. You're confident here that you're doing the right thing by student athletes.
I'm very confident. And I think our track record over time that we admit students can do the work. Now, we are also highly competitive, and our students have to compete Monday to Friday as well as they do on Saturday. And I think the ones that are...
All right. As you hear there, most of the students that are more athletic has a lower percentage, much lower percentage, and their academic, their grading. Now, we all know that athleticism brings in a lot of money. So whatever the reason may be, that's their reason. But our goal as SSU organization is to focus on STEM and entrepreneurship. And we really believe that our youth are the future. And we want that to be the main reason why we all are here together and for our youth. To be able to let them know that no matter what they put their mind to, it is possible. No matter what they put their mind to, it is possible. They don't have to try to push themselves to be any athletic sport. Not saying that they shouldn't be there, but I really hope and I'm advocating for STEM, science, technology, engineer, and mathematics. Science, technology, engineer, and mathematics. And that is the way to go for the future in order to build a nation. We do need the STEM and entrepreneurship mindset for our youth. Every day, youth coming out of high school, they're wondering what to do next. They have no idea. No idea what to do. But yet, these subjects are offered. There are colleges out there just waiting to give a scholarship once they acquire a certain grade level. And even if you decide to be an athletic person, you don't get a four-year degree because the most colleges, they base it on 1 year, and depending on how you do throughout that year, then you will get another year degree as time goes on. So we need to start focusing on STEM education, letting our youth know that education do matter. Education do matter. Let's not forget that there are a lot of kids out there who work very hard and try their best to be someone in life, try their best to push themselves every day in order to be able to be the best they can be when it comes down to the STEM field. So we need to encourage our youth and the STEM. Every day we need to encourage them. Let them know that if you want to be a scientist, it is possible. If you want to be someone working a bank, it is possible. If you want to be an engineer, it is possible. You want to be a pharmacist, a doctor, a lawyer. It is possible. or you just might want to own your own business and be an entrepreneur. It is possible. As we keep encouraging our youth, letting them know they can live their dream. Do not give up. Be fearless. Go at it. Be determined. And know, once they put their mind to it, it is possible. We also, at the Justice Organization, we offer something called the Student E-Portfolio. And many people may or may not know what that is. But a Student E-Portfolio, it is a great way for students to highlight their academic achievements, sports accomplishments, musical talent, and get into college alone. But finding your first job can be very competitive. With a Student E-Portfolio, students will stand out from the rest. Student E-Portfolio is responsive and looks great on when someone goes on their desktop or their mobile phone, or one may have a tablet. Students are able to include the e-portfolio link to their social media, share with colleges and potential business owners, or if you're looking for a job, an employer. These media will enable them to show everyone just how great they are. A lot of times, our youth do perform very well at school, whether if it is academic or athletic, but if you're not seeing this naughty display or a platform like a Student E-Portfolio to be shown, how would you know that they're there? And this is not just for high school. We start at grade 4 level. Grade 4 level and up, you should be keeping track of our youth from at least grade 4. So each time progress is obtained, they can look back and say, you know, I could have done better last year. Let me continue pushing forward, because there's opportunities out there where I could be seen, whether it's a business owner, and they can invest in me. So a student now could take value to their work and have confidence inside their self. And the Just New Organization, the mission is to eliminate, to turn at-risk youth. Our mission at Jessa's Youth Organization is to eliminate the term at-risk youth by providing STEM and entrepreneurship education. And we do our partners in the U.S., 32Web. You can go to 32Web.com, and they actually are helping us out, and they're partnering us up with us, and they're seeing the great work that's been happening, the initiative, the endeavor. And they give us a place where there could be a discount as if one wants to be a member or part of this movement of Just a G Organization. And I'm very happy to see that there's people overseas noticing what's happening here and they're able to be a part of it, because this is something that's going to last, something that's great, something that's going to revolutionize the way how our youth is able to be displayed, to be shown. Now they have opportunities and platforms to be seen. And with this Student E-Portfolio, it can include a profile picture, a personal statement, general information, academics, and life goals, future plans. You can have a transcript on it, a YouTube, Facebook link, Twitter, you know, pretty much all of the social media that you decide to go on. And this is something that you can start, like I said, from grade 4 straight to college. Straight to college. So this is not just if you are in a higher stage or higher grades in high school, you start from grade 4 straight to college, because a lot of times you may need a resume that you could be able to send to a business owner, to an employer, where they can look and check over who you are before actually meeting you. And before they actually meet you, they'll be able to get a pretty good idea of who you is. So we don't have to always try to lean more towards our lexicism, which most of our youth do, and nothing is wrong with it, but the academics is very important. Very important to know, because the education is what takes you places. You have to learn the basics, the fundamentals, even at a college standpoint, how to read, how to write, mathematics, all the stuff that is taught in college. So it's very important to stay focused and have value inside to work, especially if you decide to go in the STEM field, because these are very important things that a nation needs. Very much need. So I encourage all of y'all, whether if you are youth or an adult, we all are youth pretty much. You know, we all believe that we're young. So the youth always stays there in the mind. And I always want to let the youth know you are someone. You are somebody. You can do it. If you put your mind to it, do not let someone's opinion define you. Do not let someone tell you what you cannot do or what you're going to do. Just know that it is possible, whatever you decide to do in your life. You make the difference. If anyone may have any questions or any comments, you always can be able to chime in and mention anything that you want to say, or they have a question on the academic versus athletic, or anything I've spoken about, or just the youth organization itself, if you want more information on it, you can always inbox at JES Space US Youth Organization. That's on Facebook. You can send a message to that, or you can go to www.jes-us.org. That's www.jes-us.org. Now, you really have to believe in yourself, so, and know that anything is possible. Like I said, if anyone have any questions or comments, you've always chime in, and I'll open the floor to you. And the mic's open, so you go over and just come in. A lot of us, and I, you, don't really know that how important it is to step up, to know that you are your entrepreneur, to know that you're somebody. And even if you decide to take the athleticism part, to be an athletic, that's fine. But you also can get funding while you're an athlete and also to your academic. You can get both. So we always encourage the academic part to it, because that's something that moves one nation. There are many nations out there that actually bring in other people, pay extra money for the STEM education. For STEM, education, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. And we have to take that very seriously and don't take it lightly, because this education makes a big difference inside our community, inside our country. We have to really focus on the STEM education. And I know sometimes as youth, we just go to school and, you know, the parents, guardians tell us, just go to school and do your schoolwork and get good grades. But why are we doing it? Sometimes the youth just need to know why. And we need to do better as adults on explaining this to our youth. See, I go by simple, basic fundamentals. First, one have to believe in themselves. And when I say believe in themselves, I'm talking about you have to be confident. That's one, being confident in who you are. Once you're confident, you have to know the value of what you're doing. These are things that we have to really work on and embed in our youth mind. Value of why they're going to school, why they're being confident. And once they can understand that, be confident in themselves, bringing value to what they're doing, then they can be focused on it. Focus is one of the key factors. And once you're able to be focused on whatever you want to do in life, then you'll be able to accomplish or have the result that you're looking for. But if those parents, teachers, we all need to get this together. Youth, you are part of it. You are a part of this building nation. And let's start being confident in ourselves. You know, not everyone born with that. We all have to learn and grow in wisdom, grow in confidence, grow in learning value, grow in learning how to focus, grow in bringing results. This is something that we all have to learn together. And this is what Just As You organization is all about. This is a family situation where we grow with you. Any questions, we're there to answer. You know, we're there to provide this platform where you can shine and be someone great. Let those see you. Know that you're there. You are alive. You're here. You're animated. You're moving around. You are able to get that opportunity when you're being displayed. You are qualified for that opportunity. Parents out there, let me let you know that whenever your child or guardian, whenever your child is there in school, let's try to get them an opportunity to be seen like a student in before you. You can go to www.jes-us.org. Get a free e-portfolio built for your child. It's free to build it. The e-portfolio is available. There's no reason why a child cannot be displayed, whereas their scholarship that can be available is seen. There's no reason why a child cannot be displayed, where their funding could be available and seen. Let's make this happen. And again, the lines are open. If anyone want to chime in and have a question or a comment, you're open to do at any time.
Good evening, Brother Jess.
Good evening. Great evening, sister.
I want to thank you again for putting on another great show. I really am very interested in the topic you were talking about tonight concerning academics versus athletics, especially with the young people. Along with your passion for science, technology, engineering, and math. And for what I have noticed over, you know, I want to say the past 20 years, the Western society has really fallen off when it comes to science, technology, engineering, and math. And we have put more emphasis, at least with our children, into sports. And I am not downplaying sports. I do think that sports are very important. But I do think that it does have a play in why children are not going into those fields. And I do applaud you for offering the student e-portfolio. I do have a young person at home that is not athletic at all, but strictly academic. And I really think that she could benefit from what your organization has to offer. So it's just a comment, yes. Not really a question. I'm just enjoying the show.
Thank you very much, sister. And you're actually correct about the sports. It is being played more because most people in the sports world, you know, they get emotional, they get excited. So I plus like to say, you know, not to play it, do bring in funding to the college and to the city, wherever they're in. But we still have to build a nation. We still have responsibility for ourselves and for our nation, for our country, for our land. We still have to be responsible. And the only way to take that leadership role or that entrepreneurship role is to start embedding stronger and better education in our youth. It starts there. And this is why I'm advocating for the STEM, and I'm going to always be doing this, an entrepreneurship, because it has dropped. Yes, it needs to be back where it was before. It needs to be back at the forefront. STEM have to be there. It has to be there. And we're looking for our nation to grow rapidly and always be on top. We have to allow the STEM and entrepreneurship to be the forefront. Every college today should have education first. It's not a balance. It's not about going to college and say, well, I'm a football player, I'm a basketball player, let me balance my athleticism with my academics. No, it's about academics first. That's the key and the reason why you went to college, is to get the proper education and then hopefully get in the STEM field or an entrepreneur. That's the whole purpose why you went there. But some way we lost it. And this is why just as your organization recognized the shortcoming. We have recognized the shortcoming. And we have based our youth organization solely on STEM, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, and entrepreneurship. Because we believe in our youth, we believe in our country, we believe that it is possible through this program that a youth can be displaced, a youth can also be reformed, and allow them to get better grades. How is that possible? If a youth is able to get a student e-portfolio where they know it is a possibility of getting into a college by scholarship because they do have academic scholarship. It's not only athletic. They do have scholarships for academics when you go into college. I just had to emphasize that. And you do have businesses that once obtain information, they can support whatever the endeavor is of the child. So, a youth knowing this information can say, you know what? I need to buckle down. I need to do much better inside school because these are opportunities that I can miss out on if I don't buckle down and do what I have to do. So we have to start learning ways how to bring value inside our youth life, build confidence with them, allow them to be more focused in what they're doing to achieve the result what they want. Very important. Very important. Another aspect where it is probably not being talked about a lot in the STEM field, the average person makes to survive $52,000 a year. That's above poverty, the average. So you could be able to try to survive, which we all know. Each household has to be based upon a 2-person income. But the average person above poverty home is $52,000. But when you get in some of these STEM fields, they start you off at $70,000 plus, which is above the average household of $52,000. $70,000 plus in a STEM field? Yes. Yes, it is possible. And the STEM field actually is 10 times more to be hired in it than any other field out there. 10 times more. So this field is at a rising. This is something that once a person said, what, you understand? Come on now. I'm interested. So this is not just something that we are talking about trying to grow. This is already in play. This is something new. This is not something that's trying to grow. This STEM field have already have a room set. If a child decides to be an engineer, a scientist, work at the farm, these are jobs that's already set, written in stone. These are things that a child pretty much immediately could get into, especially being displayed. This is why a student e-portfolio is so important. It is so important. And this is why JESSA, youth organization, recognize these things and you started to find partners like 32 Webs and partner up along with them and provide these instruments where you can take advantage of, which most of us listening to this show have never had. I never had the opportunity, but our youth today can be better than how he was in the past. So let the youth be the future, which they are, and let them have opportunities that we never, never had before. It is possible for our youth to always strive and be better than us. And that's our goal to life. Let our youth be better so the next generation can keep going up and up and up and up and building the nation as it keep rising for the betterment. If anyone have any questions or comments, it is open for you to be able to ask anything or say a comment, or even if you have said anything, you're always open. The lines are always open for you to say anything, or you could, like I say, message on Facebook at JES space US space youth organization. You can send a message and your question will be answered. I always want people to continue to take the importance. I know most of us hear the word STEM. They may not even know what it is. But I'm here tonight to tell you science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Some of us hear the word entrepreneur. They know what it is, but some don't have the belief. But I'm here to tell you, yes, you can be an entrepreneur. Yes, it is possible. You can be an entrepreneur. You first have to know, and you first have to live the entrepreneur inside you. And after realizing that you are an entrepreneur, you are your first product, you are your first business, your attitude helps to display to it. Your attitude helps to display to it. And the academics helps to align as well. Of course, most people look at your grades and see where you are in life. So it's very important to get buckled down and get the grades up or get it where it needs to be. Very important. We have to start focusing on things that really matter in our life. And I'm going to encourage everyone, not just the youth, the adults as well too, because sometimes we feel as an adult we can't go back to school. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. There's no such thing as the ending of days of learning. You can go back to school and learn something new. If you have never went to school before, learn something new. You can get into the STEM field. There's no criteria stating there's a certain age limit. The STEM field is open for anyone. And even as far as the student e-portfolio, if you are in school and college, you can get it as well too. Because it's called a student e-portfolio, you being a student, and it will be available to you, and it'll be built for free. You don't pay anything to build it. The student e-portfolio is available and is encouraging students to always get into education and take education seriously and take it as your first things in life. Not an alternative, but your first step to it. Everything else is an alternative. You must be educated. You must be a learned person. You have to do it. Trust me. It will pay off. It will pay off. We also have something called Stay Focused Youth TV. And that also plays a critical role where you are able to interview people who are in the STEM field and the academics. To interview people who are entrepreneurs. So, Chester Jude Organization is very vast, and we are taking a lot in consideration on what needs to be done. We're not just putting things out there and not sure what's going on, but we actually have a system in place where a student can start at grade 4 level. Start at grade 4 level. Work their way up. Going to middle school. Going to high school. And most high schools are able to get partial scholarships for those who want to get into a private school. So it's not only the college, but you can also get partial scholarship for the high school as well too. But of course, we also encourage you to continue your education when you come out of the high school. And then coming out of the high school, you can also move on into becoming a STEM professional, or you can be an entrepreneur. And I encourage all of our youth, all those who want to further themselves, to be an entrepreneur or to be an STEM professional. It really pays off. It really pays off in doing it. And if one decides to get into the program of the Stay Focused Youth TV, it not only engages youth where they can't speak to business owners or STEM professional, it also helps engage others to believe in themselves or speaking to them as well. Because we all know that once we see one do it, the others follow. So we have to be able to get into the forefront, be focused, and lead the way and bridge that gap that a youth might have thought had never been bridged before. So Jesse's organization is building bridges between the youth and the entrepreneurs and the STEM professionals, letting them know that, hey, if you want to be something in life, please don't go to your cousin Ricky. If you want to be something in life, don't ask the boy on the corner. Let's go directly to your end result. And let's ask them, let's talk to them how they went about doing this. Let's talk to them on what's the best route to take on getting into that field that you may want to get into, or what's the best route to take on becoming an entrepreneur. If you want to be an athlete, let's speak to that person who helped run track. Speak to that person who helped taking up the basketball, who have went to college. You know, of course, you have to be an NBA player. Some of them, you took the path that you will go on. I'm just saying, let's start speaking to people that already walked the road that we want to go. That way, the advice that you get is very narrow and more accurate towards what you actually want. Let's stop looking at people and just hoping that they have the right answer, and get to the people that actually have the answer. Just as your organization is one of a kind. It is one of a kind. And why I say that? Because it covers a variety of things. STEM, entrepreneur, media. Most of our stuff are media based. So even if businesses want to support, they can be put up on our website. Their logo can be put up on it. Or if we want to do anything in media, they can get a commercial ad put there as well too, to be a part as a supporter. You know, you can contact us. There's a contact section on the website at www.jes-us.org. That's www.jes-us.org, and you can leave your contact, leave a message, and let us know, you know, what's on your mind, what you think that can be done to help the youth. You know, we're open, so this is a family thing. We all are in it together. We already have a system built, put in place. You may know areas that need this opportunity You may know kids in schools or even colleges, those in college that need this opportunity, that need this student e-portfolio to help them out in their life. You may know somebody, so everybody can play a role in this. Even you yourself, you might need one, or a student might be listening to this. They may need one. You can go to the site. Of course, you need a guardian or a parent to be able to deal with it if you are a youth under 18 years of age. So we all are in this as one. If no one man is not an island, we have to do it together. And just as your organization is here to listen, we are here to listen, we are here to learn, and we are here to give opportunities and platforms where it has never been given before. So if any questions or any comments at any time, like I say, you can always say something, and we're open to listen to what needs to be said.
Brother Jess, I have a quick question for you.
Yeah.
Is there a way for parents to get involved if we would like to get this information out to our local schools? We reach out to you. Will you provide us some information to share with our schools?
When you say information, you mean a file to student aid portfolio or just a youth organization at home?
The youth organization and information about the student aid portfolio, so maybe, you know, kids in our local area can take advantage of such things. If we can, you know, some kind of way, get the information to our local schools.
All right. It's very easy and very simple. Once you go to the website at www.jes-us.org, I'll say it again, www.jes-us.org, you will notice that you can navigate through the website, and there's a part on it as you're on the home page. You scroll down, and you'll be able to see where you can click onto the student e-portfolio. And once you click on the student e-portfolio, it's going to keep navigating you until you're actually going to see how a student e-portfolio looks. So the best way to get it over there is by directing someone to the website. It's very, very friendly. You know, you don't have to know a lot about the internet, a lot about using websites. Everything is straight there. It's very clear. It's very friendly to the eyes. You know, very simple and easy to use. Very easy to use. Or you can go straight to on the top to the membership site and go to you, if it's a you that a parent is looking for, and you click on it, and you'll see where it says membership. It tells you all the benefits, and you click on it to say become a member. When you click on that, it will also take you to another section on how to go about becoming a member of Jesse's organization. And you'll be able to sign up, and you'll be getting an email sending to you if you're looking forward for the e-portfolio, because see, with the youth organization, it allows you to have a discount towards it. You're able to, by God's grace, to be blessed to sign up, partner up with a third you well, and they give us a discount on these student e-portfolio, and also provide us where a student does not have to pay to get it built. So it's just a hosting fee towards it, because it is actually a website. It's literally a website that's designed for the student. It's actually a site. So there's hosting to it. But once you go to www.jes-us.org, it is very simple to follow. The instructions are very easy and pleasant to the eye. And you'll be able to get it just like that. Now, if you do have any issues or any questions about it, there is a section that you can go to the contact and be able to send any notes or any comments that you may want to send. And there's a number you also can call on as well. on email that you can send, so that way things can be cleared up or rectify any questions or comments you may have. So the information is there to guide you through, or there's a number that you can call directly and get information on email and get information directly with the site. But like I said, it's very friendly and very pleasant to the eye as far as using the site. Any other questions or comments?
Nope, that's it. Thank you again for putting on a great show. I'll check it out.
Thank you very much. And guys, as you hear, she said she's going to check it out. And please do not miss this opportunity, because it's not all about us all the time. It's about the youth. Let's give our youth the opportunity that we never had before. And even ourselves, if we decide to get it. Let's not miss on our opportunity. But we are here, and our more focus and audience are the youth. So please, please give the youth the opportunity that we never had before. This is why Justice Youth Organization is here, and our theme is creating economic self-sufficiency, because our youth are the future, and they have to be the one with the bright ideas to think, to create what they need to deal with as far as the economy, and know what's needed as a demand and supply. So that way, the economic status of the people can rise to be more self-sufficient. And a platform is provided, or a display of a youth is provided, to where no more a youth can say, but I'm not seen. But I didn't have opportunities like other youths had to be noticed. Yes, it is here now. Just as Youth Organization has made an opportunity where you can have a student e-portfolio, and athleticism will be able to be one of the keys that you could use. But why not use both? Use academic along with it. Great to be athletic. It's also great to be academic. So let's let Just as Youth Organization help out, because that's all we're doing. You know, we're humble servants inside this small situation where STEM is at a low point, and we're here to push it and advocate for it. STEM have to be one of the priorities out there. STEM have to be looked at. STEM have to be respected. And we're here to push STEM education. This is the purpose of Justice Youth Organization, to push science, technology, engineering, and mathematics and entrepreneurship. We're here to push it. And I want to thank all of the listeners out there for taking the time out to listen. And like I said, if you have any other questions, you can go to Facebook, to JES US Youth Organization, and be able to put in any comments or any questions that you may have, because it's very important to know this information and get our youth involved at a very young age. Like I said, we start at grade 4. Very young age, it takes you to the high school years, colleges, until you become that profession and that STEM field that you want to be, or the entrepreneur. I want to thank y'all again, and you know, allowing y'all to take the time out to listen, and know that you have to believe in yourself, believe in the youth, believe in your child. Give them the opportunity that they never would have had before, with this student in before you, that Just Us Youth Organization will always be provided. Peace.